Hello and welcome to the Fit with Breed podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to improve their health and fitness. I'm your host, Breed McGill. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I hope everybody is doing good. It's been a gorgeous day here in Portlaoise and I'm hoping that this is kind of the start of slightly more consistent weather because I feel like we really deserve it at this stage. So today's episode is how to get shit done. Before I go into this episode, I just want to say, before you listen to this episode, really, I want you to ask yourself, are you sure you actually want to get more shit done? Now, I talked about this before, similarly in the episode about improving, I think it was one of the episodes about eating, having a better balanced diet, and also about exercising. And I always say to people, sometimes people get caught up in this notion that they should be doing something, but they actually don't really care about it. So before you listen to this, before you take the time, be sure that you actually care about getting more done. If you're quite happy with the way your life is now, then I have this strong belief that we shouldn't always be pushing to do more and more and more the whole time, that we have to get to a stage where we're like, okay, I do enough. But this episode is more about getting more of the stuff done that you have to do so that you can make more time for the things you want to do, okay? And that can be really hard. And I suppose in addition to what I just said then, please don't listen to this. Learn how to get more shit done just to pile even more shit on your plate, okay? This time that I'm going to try and help you to take is for that stuff that you want to do rather than the stuff that you have to do, okay? So I kind of had to take my own advice when it came to this topic today, in that I didn't really have any time. This episode is actually late. I intended it to go up last week on Friday, and I'm doing it in late enough on Monday night, because tomorrow I'm going away for a few days, and if I don't get it done today, it won't be done. And I was thinking, I really don't have time. I just don't have time. But what was really underlying there was that I didn't have as much time as I thought I needed to make it perfect, to make it exactly what I wanted it to be. But that brings me to the point of getting stuff done is better than perfect. So done is better than perfect. And an awful lot of us are always trying to do things perfectly, resulting in the fact that we just don't get the things done, because it's rare that you have the time to do things exactly as you would if you had all the time in the world. I hope that makes sense. So I would be in contact with a lot of women through my social media, and I suppose a lot more since I started this podcast. Women who are saying that they're failing, inverted commas, at implementing change in their life. So, for example, someone will say to me, you know, Breed, I really want to start exercising and be more consistent with my exercise, but, you know, I just can't stick with it. And they're beating themselves up, right? But I know, I've seen this enough times to know, it's rarely that the person is not actually working hard enough or not actually doing enough and being lazy. It is usually and most likely that this person has so much on their plate that it's really, really hard for them to actually have any time left over to do the things that they want to do, like exercise, like, you know, prepare healthier food. And like, this can apply to your normal day-to-day stuff, like wanting to have more time to spend, you know, with your children, like real time with your children, wanting to have more time to, you know, see your friends and things like that. And, you know, so many of us are so hard on ourselves, and we're always saying, it's my fault, I'm not doing enough. When really the problem is that we've just got so much on our plates. It's just a bit ridiculous these days. But look, it is what it is. So I'm going to talk today about a system that I use to free up more time. Time that I then use, for the most part, to do the things that I want to do rather than the things that I have to do. So what I'm going to talk about now, it would be helpful if you could give yourself even 20 minutes to sit down with a pen and paper for this. But if you're listening to this on the go, which I usually am when I'm listening to a podcast, just, you know, get the thought process, get the thoughts rolling now, and you can always sit down later and kind of make your list, okay? So the system that I use and have used for years is one of three parts. And the first part is to automate tasks that are taking time, or things in my life that take time. The second is to delegate, okay? And the third is to eliminate. Now, I'm going to go through all three of them. And I have to say that I don't do this perfectly all of the time, like everything in life. Like even just coming to record this episode today has reminded me that I could do with a little audit on this again. I haven't done it in a while. So I could do with sitting back and looking at the things that are on my plate. Because at the minute I posted this on social media this morning, like last week, I was just feeling ridiculously overwhelmed. We're at that stage as a family where the kids, like GAA and after and extracurricular activities have really ramped up. Dermot's GAA, involvement in GAA has ramped up. I'm involved in it this year too. And my classes are quite busy at this time of year. Plus my actual day job, my schoolwork. Anyone who's a teacher knows May and June are crazy months. Like they're absolutely crazy. So I have been feeling quite overwhelmed. Now I've kind of made peace with it over the weekend. But as I was thinking about this episode today, I was thinking I really could do with sitting down and checking through the things that are taking so much time from my day to day at the minute and going through this system. Okay, so automate. It's fairly, like it can be fairly self-explanatory, except that you do actually have to have a little think about it. So I'm going to give you some examples of some of the things that I have automated or recommend that people look into automating if they can. The first one is anything related to bills. And like you think in this day and age that nearly everybody will have this sus, but so many people, myself included, still fall into the trap of paying certain bills in a way that isn't the most efficient. Like I spent a long time paying one of the childcare facilities that my children go to with cash that I had to remember to get out every week. Now that's fine. Some facilities only take cash and that's fine. But this one did actually take standing order. So recently, a while back, I went to stand an order and like, I don't even have to think about it now. And that was every week that was an issue. On good weeks, it was an issue on a Sunday. I had to go to the bank and I had to get the money out. And on like the weeks where things were crazy, sure, I'd forget completely and I'd be chasing my tail on Thursday and run into the bank at the last minute to get cash out. So any sort of bill that you can automate or any sort of renewal as well that you can automate, my suggestion would be to do that. The second thing that can really help in busy houses is anything related to food delivery. Now, I don't at the minute, but I am going to go back to it because I am finding doing the shopping a bit of a bugbear again. So if you can, if you live somewhere that has like a food delivery, like Tesco or Super Value that has food delivery, do it. Go online, do it. Get your same slot every week if you can and get it out of your hair. Because as well as like just... the annoyance of having to go and do your food shopping, like you know yourself, you're down there, you're wasting time floating through the card section and the where they get all the stuff for parties. I could waste ridiculous amount of time in there, and also then around the clothes section in Tesco, I'm ridiculous. I get distracted so easily. So if you can automate your food delivery. And like if you're following the likes of, say, the meal plans that I do on my signature 6-week online course, you can do that for like a couple of weeks in advance. Do you know what I mean? You can really get ahead with that one. And just a side note, definitely, definitely with the food delivery, you get so little waste with food delivery. It's brilliant. On kind of tagged on to that then, if you have children and if it's an option in their school to do, you know, we have in our school the lunch bag, do it if you can. It's not an option in my children's school. I tried for a while to get the lunches delivered to my classroom. They're not in my school. My children are not in my school. So I would get their lunches delivered to my classroom and bring them home. But after a while, they were kind of saying, oh, they're not really fresh. You know, they knew obviously they weren't made the night before. Now, they were grand. They could have got over themselves, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's another story. But if you do in your child's school, if there is an option for a lunch bag or any sort of like a regular... lunch delivery service, and if you can afford it, obviously, like there are going to be a number of things I'll be talking about in this episode that you may not be able to afford, and obviously if you can't, it's not an option. But if you can, and I suppose the majority of people that I'd be talking to and helping with improving their day-to-day with their health and their fitness, they can afford these things. It's just that they've never really gotten around to organizing them. Little small things now, and these again kind of seem like, oh god, such first world stuff, but if you're a coffee lover like myself, like if you can automate that, that your coffee comes out regularly, that you don't even have to stop and think about it. I know Nespresso do that delivery service that it comes out regularly. So like you can pick the duration of time between deliveries. And then usually, you know, obviously it comes out at the time that you're just about to run low. Something that I don't know, and if any of you are listening to this and you know of this service, if there's a pet food version of that, I'd love to know about it. Now, I don't mind. Jerry has very delicate stomach, as a lot of French bulldogs do. So I get a good brand from Pet Mania. But if I could get it on like subscription, that'd be brilliant. That would really take, because we just seem to constantly be running out of food for that poor dog. But you know, and you could literally insert anything there that you use on the regular. Like I've even seen lately now, some of the makeup and toiletry companies have set up like a subscription thing where you can just, it renews regularly. You pick the duration and it renews. But yeah, all those things, they can all be automated, and they're all small, tiny things. But when you put them all together, they do take quite a lot of time. So the next thing then is to delegate. Now, the delegate thing is obviously going to be something that's going to, well, in general, it's going to be costly. So, you know, again, scrap this if you don't have any extra cash. But don't, you know what? Don't scrap it until you really think about it. It depends what you're doing in your life. So let me just, I suppose, give my own spin on this. I love to teach Pilates classes. I love to teach my fitness classes. And I make money from teaching those classes, okay? If I were to spend an hour cleaning my house versus teaching a class for an hour, like I could easily afford to offset the cost of a cleaner for that hour. So before you think of just the cost of, say, delegating like that, your housework to a cleaner, think about ways that you could actually save money, or at the very least, you know, save time for yourself. So obviously that was my number one. My number one for delegation is, if you can, get yourself a cleaner, okay? Be prepared. I don't think I've yet to meet someone who's like, oh, my cleaner does everything perfectly, okay? Your cleaner doesn't live in your house and they don't know exactly what you love done, okay? But go for the general stuff. Go for the big stuff that's quite obvious to get done. Your floors, your bathrooms, those sort of things, okay? Your cleaner's not going to organise your makeup drawer or those sort of things. So you get over that and do it yourself, okay? But so delegate your cleaner, right? Sorry, first step there with delegation should be the other people who live in your house, okay? And we're all guilty of this. It's easier to do it yourself. But if you keep doing it yourself forever and never teach anybody else in the house how to do it, you will be the one doing it forever. So I have been on a mission for the last while. And lads, it's slow. It's slow getting the kids to do stuff. It really is. But I do see it now. Like my son is 8.5. No, he's nearly 9. And I am seeing it starting to kick in a little bit. Actually, my daughter's 2 years younger and she does way more. But anyway, that's aside. And you know, your partner, anyone that's in the house, okay, delegate. Don't be the only person doing everything. I'll talk in a minute about the small little issue that comes up with that, of the whole perfectionism thing. Another thing you can delegate, I mean, really, if it is that you are lacking time to do something for yourself that you really, really want to do. Like I said, whether it's get fit, whether it's see more of your friends, whether it's sit down and read a book and do nothing for an hour, okay? Look at the option of possibly getting more childcare if you can. I know it's a cost. I know it's a cost. But like everything, if you are really stressed to the max and you're getting nothing for yourself, there's a limit. There's a limit to that, okay? There's a limit to how much of that you can put up with. So I would say, you know, again, look at your childcare. Can you even just take an extra hour here or there? I'm going to talk now to the teachers, because I know obviously that's my profession, and I know a lot of people in the profession feel like because they're you know, technically finished earlier in the day, even though we all know how much extra work we do on top of our normal work day, but because people feel like I shouldn't have too much childcare because I am finished and I can be there, even if you're trying to do work in the background the whole time, you know, they feel like they shouldn't be taking the childcare. But you absolutely can. You absolutely can. And you should, to make time for yourself. Then just like with the automating with the food, like you can automate to have your Tesco delivery. You can also delegate like the whole a meal to somebody else, like, and get an actual meal delivery service. And we have something coming up in the next few weeks that's going to make life quite busy. And I'm really seriously and I'm the person with the meal plans and all of the recipes. But life was going to get so busy for a few weeks that I am actually contemplating signing up to one of the meal delivery services and just having the whole meal made for a few weeks. Sometimes there are, you know, periods in your life where you just have to let all of the things go, you know, and do all the things that you possibly can to make sure that you can get through something without losing your mind. Okay, so then we're on to eliminate. Okay, now, There may be tasks that you're doing on a daily basis that you don't need to be doing. It's usually rare that that happens, because generally people are doing, you know, it's quite obvious why you're doing the things they have to be done. So this is where you kind of have to get into, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, the saying no, okay? And that can be really, really hard for people to say no, okay? Say no to relations asking you to do things for them. Say no to extra jobs and work that you're being asked to take on, whatever it may be, okay? You may just have to eliminate some of the things that have been cluttering up your life if you really want to make time for yourself. What I have successfully done over the last couple of weeks is I have said no to a couple of the after school activities. So there are things that have been going on since kind of January. And now that new things, like now that GA training has come back on the scene, I've said no to a couple of the after school activities when they came to their natural, you know, the end of the 6 weeks. Because while we love, like we absolutely love our daughter in particular, we love that she's so active and so, like, she genuinely wants to do all of the things, and it's fantastic. But everybody in the household has to have their bit of time. You know what I mean? It can't be all about one person in the household. So, you know, don't be afraid if you see that you're getting to that limit to say to your children, no, you know, that's not going to fit in. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to end up in an absolute stress ball, and I suppose I am speaking just to people with kids here, but if you're going to be a stress ball of a parent because you're running to all these things and never getting a minute for yourself, you have to balance it out. Which is better or which is worse? Like, to be the parent that provides every single, you know, the opportunity to do every single after-school activity, but is absolutely stressed off their head? Or do you want to be the parent that says no to two or three activities and is actually a nice parent? I know which I'd like to be. So think about that. If there are activities, particularly at this time of year, that you can kind of just let go. It's not like you're letting go forever. They can bring them back in again in September or next January or whatever. But just for now, just to give the whole family a little bit more balance. The other thing you have to eliminate if you want to get more done is distractions. Okay, so I have noticed in the last few years that I get so much more done if I allow myself to stay in the flow of certain tasks. I suppose cooking is one of the most obvious examples there. And I've talked about this before in the podcast in terms of food preparation. So on Sunday evening, I exit the family picture around, I don't know, sometimes it's 5 or 6 o'clock. And I spend a couple of hours just in the kitchen, just preparing food for the week ahead. So like, I'm doing the kids' lunches, but I'm also doing about usually 2 dinners for the week ahead. And I stay there doing that. And I'm not, I've organised with my husband that I'm not the parent that will be called on to do any of the things during that time. Because if I can stay there at the cooker, cooking, and if I cannot have to wash up twice in the day, so I can just make a big massive mess while I do all this cooking and not wash up until it's all done, I can achieve so much more. And that's called being in the flow. Anything that's repetitive, that you can stay just doing the same job over and over and over again, you get into the flow with it and you actually get way more done than if you start it and stop it. Another one for the teachers, and I'm sure you've probably, you know, worked this one out for yourself, but if you sit down to do planning, so if you're doing like your fortnightly plans or whatever, try if you can to do that at a time where you can just stay in the flow. I don't know if you've ever tried, but if you started your plans, had to stop, had to go away from them, came back again later, it's so hard to pick up. You're like, where did I finish? What was my train of thought with that thing? Whereas if you stay in the flow, you stay in that train of thought, okay? Another thing to take care of is this idea that of multitasking. Like, the research is really strongly shown that multitasking doesn't work. So, you know, maybe you're one of those people who can, but just like what I said with the flow, if you can stay away from the multitasking, you'll hopefully stay away from getting distracted. And you can kind of focus on the thing that you need to get done and actually get it done. And I know I don't have to spend much time on this, and I'm sometimes great and sometimes not. But if you are trying to get something done, try and get rid of the phone. So what I've started doing is I've started silencing my notifications. Like, I turn on my podcast because I couldn't be cooking without my podcast. I love them. But I will turn off my notifications so I'm not getting distracted by the chats. Now, not all the time, but I do it as much as I can. And I particularly do it if, you know, I am time poor and I really want to get through something really quickly. So I kind of touched on my next. Now, I'm moving away from automate, delegate and eliminate. OK, although I suppose I'm not. I'm kind of going back into delegate with my next point. But If you can get those three and get your list of things for your automate, your delegate and your eliminate, if you can get your list up of those and get cracking on those, like I said, stand back for 20 minutes, Google the things you need to Google to get them in place, like, for example, your Tesco online shop, and I guarantee you, you're going to save yourself time there. So I suppose I'm touching on the delegation part and talked about this a little bit earlier, but it was basically, if you're going to delegate things to other people in the household, you have got to let go of perfectionism. And it's like I was saying with this whole recording this episode, I could have said, no, I need to sit down, I need to do the proper planning. Because I do, I often do up to like an hour of planning for a podcast episode. I didn't have that time for this episode. Like, I have literally put together the notes for this episode in about 15 minutes. But if I were to let the idea of this needing to be perfect get in the way, then I wouldn't have recorded the podcast. And look, isn't it better to have the podcast done than not, you know, than been trying to be perfect? The same goes for if you're going to delegate tasks around the house to other family members. Yeah, they're not going to do it the way you do it. Like I said, your cleaner won't even do things the way you want to do it, and you're paying the cleaner to do it. You're not paying your kids. Well, hope not anyway. So you have to let go of that feeling of everything has to be the way you do it. You don't have to. You can stay there and always be the one to do everything and always do it perfectly. And there are some tasks in my house that I wouldn't dare let anybody else do. Okay, like the countertops in the kitchen, my husband tries, God love him, he tries, but he just can't do it. Okay, there's certain tasks that you won't be able to delegate because you just can't. They're yours and you can't bear to see them being butchered by other people. But there are some tasks that really don't matter. Like one thing now that I've started doing with the kids is they take their own clothes down to the bedroom. Like, you want to see, I'm actually recording this episode in my son's bedroom. You should see the absolute state of the way he has thrown some of the clothes up onto hangers. Like, it's ridiculous. But isn't, like, he did it and I didn't have to do that. And what does it really matter? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, perfectionism thing, try to let go. Try to let other people help you. And remember that it's either that or you're going to be the one doing it forever. And the next point I have here is rest. Really, really important. Okay, if you've been through the sleepless nights of a newborn phase, or if you've even just experienced a restless night, you'll have discovered how utterly useless you are as a person afterwards. Okay, tired brains make mistakes and cause more work for us. So don't convince yourself that the way to get more done is to keep going, regardless of how tired you are. If you can, rest, you know, even if it's just sit down, take a few minutes, have a cup of coffee, whatever it might be, have the rest and you'll be far more productive afterwards. Okay, so if you possibly can, and I know not everyone is in the phase of life where they can rest, but if you can, and I'd often be like that at night myself, I'd want to push on and get something done. But I know your brain is not able after a certain time and it's just time to go to bed and deal with it again tomorrow. Again, this is one I'm still in, you know, I'm a work in progress with this one. I suppose finally, just to say, please appreciate how much you probably already are doing. Chances are that you are doing more than you give yourself credit for. Like when I talk to personal training clients and they're really hard on themselves. They're like, I've been trying to lose weight for years and I never stick to anything. And then you talk about their life, you break down their day to day and how much actual time they have available for themselves. And they don't have anything like, and you're going, where did you, you know, how did you think you were the failure in this scenario? So like I said, the idea is that you want to be doing more of what you want to be doing. So putting some of these tips that I've given you today into place is to allow that. It's not to pile more stuff on, but it's to allow you a little bit more space for yourself. So I really hope you found that helpful. If you did, make sure that you let me know. Come over to Instagram and leave me a message. I've actually got loads of lovely messages in the last fortnight. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Lovely messages from people letting me know they're listening to the podcast and enjoying it. So keep those coming. I really, do you know what I'm doing? I really need to sit down this week and actually make some posts and share some of that feedback with you all on Instagram, because it is lovely. But yeah, come over and let me know on Instagram. I forgot to update. I haven't much news at the minute. We are halfway through a 6-week course of in-person classes here at the studio. I am going to be looking for feedback on what people want for the summer holiday, you know, the summer 8 weeks too. And as always, the signature six-week online course is up on my website, fitwithbree.ie, and you can start that at any time. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. And if you have time, would you rate it and leave me a review? And also, if you think somebody else in your life would find the podcast helpful, will you please make sure to share it with them? Talk to y'all soon. Bye.